Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everyone. I am Bobby Ha, along with comedian Ben Rosenfeld, and our special guest today, comedian TJ Dell. I am late like a motherfucker, Reno.
I'm very late.
Right, late as hell, Del Reno.
Very late.
This is TJ's second appearance on the show.
Possibly the last.
TJ showed up about 25 minutes late, making me spend an extra half hour with Bobby.
Right. Sorry. Getting abused.
I'm sorry. There's no excuse. I was in the city and something ran late.
What ran late? Your drug dealer that didn't come through with your fucking coke or something?
No.
He's not a coke guy. He's chill.
Yeah,
I'm very chill. He's more of a pot guy.
I don't smoke pot.
Heroin.
Nope.
A little dope. Come on.
A little
bag of skag, my man.
No drugs.
Sniffing a little bag of skag.
He's clean. Straight edge. Is that what the kids call it?
The worst thing I did was I drank, and then my girlfriend gave me half a Xanax, and I was like,
did you ever have somebody come inside your coffee and put it in as it was treated?
Did you fucking come in the coffee?
Come in the coffee, baby. Yeah. Prank show. This is our new prank show. Come in the coffee. It's called.
You know the worst thing is, like, if that was a real thing, now I'm afraid
it's a real thing.
No, I'm afraid you drank some already.
I did. Did you really come in the coffee?
Yeah, I came with the coffee.
He had a half hour. Bobby has to come every half hour.
I don't know if this is a bit.
This is our new prank show at the Passive Aggressive. It's called Come in the Coffee.
I think it's Passive Aggressive Pranks.
Passive Aggressive Prank Show on the news. It's newsworthy.
I would rather drink piss. There's something like if you.
I did a little piss in it, though.
If you were like, you have to drink these two things, I pissed in one and I came in one, for some reason I'd rather drink piss than cum.
Now, what would you rather...
Well, the protein. You get the protein.
Okay, yeah. I like the what would you rather now. Would you rather have to drink Bobby's seminated coffee, seminated, new word, or beat a Seahawks the day after that Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't want to spoil. If this is a sports thing, I should just leave now.
No, it's a new show. It's a new show.
I was trying to transition to our first topic.
No, we do have to talk about what's going on with the Super Bowl.
Did you not watch the Super Bowl?
No. I don't like sports. I hate sports.
People who hate sports watch the Super Bowl most of the time.
It was on at the... I was doing a spot, and it was on the TV, and I was like...
Well, you know what? I went to a Super Bowl party because my grandson was there. I was the big hero this year.
Nice.
Between my grandson and my godson.
Big Hero 6.
I got them the Hess truck.
Oh, yeah, you do
for
it every
Christmas,
year.
I got them both the Hess trucks.
Have you done that every year?
You mean you got it for them at the beginning of February when the Hess trucks were on discount?
No, I got it for them. They're not on, first of all, they sold out. I bought them in September. I gave it to them at Christmas.
All right.
But they both, I haven't seen them since Christmas.
Okay.
So, the first time I see him, he's got the Hess truck with him, my grandson.
Oh, good. That means he loves
it. And the other kid, too. My godson.
What did they...
I'd just like to point out, Bobby somehow made the Super Bowl about him.
That's brilliant.
I just want to point
what
that
was,
out.
What was the
Go Hess... on! But I just want our listeners to know.
What was the Hess truck this year?
It was with it got the truck with a rocket ship, and inside, like a space shuttle, and inside that, another rocket ship.
That's cool.
But let me tell you something.
So, it was a Russian doll this year.
You know, Ben's always got to make it about the Russians. He's always got to make it
about
the Russians.
That's a good show, Bobby.
He's always got to make it about the Russians.
I'm really afraid there's cum in this.
But there is. But so what? It's like you've never had a little cum in your mouth. Come on. Who hasn't? I mean, come on.
That's true.
Okay, so here's the deal. It's got, when you press one button on the truck, it actually sounds like it's a truck starting up. It goes, mm-hmm. Then you press the next button, you get the horns. Then you press the next, and then the thing goes up in the back to launch the spaceship. And this is all while lights are going on and everything.
I think Bobby was more impressed by the Hess truck than his godson and grandson.
No, because they love it. That's why I was impressed. And I also bought them some other like clothes and stuff each. And I told them, the sweaters, they said, oh, they're going to wear that sweater. I told them it was a magic sweater. So they wear the sweater all the time. The other one wears the jacket all the time.
Doesn't matter to smelly kid because you tricked them?
What tricked them? These are brand new things.
Yeah, but if you wear it every day.
Not every day, but they wear it a lot.
Do they push the button, or do you... I like when you watch little kids have automated things, and they just go, clack, 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 then they start pulling. Like, it's supposed to automate it, but then they still pull on it, and it...
No, they don't do that. These kids are pretty smart.
Good. That drove me nuts when I was a kid.
No, these kids are pretty smart, but I'll tell you, one of them got the iPad. My grandson got an iPad. He got this and new, this and that. But I'll tell you, he loves that truck. They love their trucks, boy. That's the greatest truck in the world, the Hess truck.
The best
kids,
Hess truck.
I'll tell you, kids really enjoy getting the Hess truck.
Now, Bobby, Oh, go ahead.
No.
You're the guest.
Just nice. It's been a tradition for years.
No, 50 years. This is the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
I was 7 when the first one came out.
I loved Heaven Has Trucks. Go ahead, Ben. Did you have them in Russia?
No.
Oh.
No,
they had those dolls. You put three, one, and three, and
then yeah.
What do you call those things again?
Matryoshkas.
Matryoshkas.
Matryoshka.
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 Matryoshka. Go ahead, Ben. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, Bobby, your grandson and godson are smart. What play would they have called on the Patriots' goal line at the end of
hand the ball?
That's so good.
Hand the ball to Lynch.
They would have done that.
Everyone, I kids not even born yet were in their mother's womb, tapping it. I can't make a statement, but somebody else pregnant.
Okay.
And the baby's only like 6 weeks pregnant. This person, and the baby was already tapping on the thing. Get the hand off the Marshawn Lynch, you fucking idiot!
Jesus,
it's almost like it was a fixed game that Carroll did that.
So with the
that was weird.
Well, so with the Hess truck, the rocket, and stuff. TJ,
no, we got to talk about the finish of the game.
Yeah.
It was the worst call.
Tell me what happened
in the history of sports. I don't watch the game. I watched the beginning of the game. I watched a little bit but I was with my grandson, basically playing with him.
Okay,
with that Hess truck,
and then I left, went home, and when I got home, it was like because the party was in Jersey City, and I'm going to give a shout out to Left Bank Burgers on Newark Avenue in Jersey City, because, man, did they throw some spread out there. That was some unbelievable food. They even went in the back just to make special onion rings for me and everything.
Ooh, what's it called?
Left Bank Burger Newark Avenue in Jersey City. And the proprietors, Nina and her husband, they're great people. That's one of my daughter's best friends since they were little kids. They've been hanging out together since they were, like,
young. Did they get Hess trucks as little kids?
I don't know. My daughter, no.
Try to make a nice little callback. Failed horribly.
Yeah, because the girls don't get Hess trucks, Ben.
Do they get Hess dolls?
No, there's no Hess dolls.
I wish they did make Hess dolls. Just shitty, but just shit. If you ever see how mad Bobby gets when Ben talks at all, it's really fun. He gets so mad. He doesn't even say, like, come on, man. You just look at his face and get disappointment that no one knows the first here.
See it. Yeah, they should see that, right?
What happened with the play?
All right, so Super Bowl. Are you familiar with the rudimentary rules of football?
The rudimentary.
Rudimentary.
Sort of.
Of course he is.
Seahawks down 4, a minute left. They're on the Patriots 1-yard line.
Football minute is like 2 hours, but go
yes.
on.
What down was it?
Second down on the 1 yard line. They're about to score.
He just gained 5 yards a carry before that. Right to the
ridiculous catch got him to the 5. Marshawn ran.
No, it wasn't
four
a catch.
Yards.
He ran for 4.
No, right before that.
Right,
it was a ridiculous 40-yard catch.
Yeah, he battled off the other guy and he battled him back.
Ball,
like when the Giants beat him.
Is that because the ball was full of less air?
Yes.
Great. Go on.
Yeah, it stayed in the air an extra half second.
Yeah, of course, it's because of less air. That's good. It's
no.
It filled with helium.
The Patriots were not on offense.
Okay.
They were on defense at the time.
So the Seahawks.
I was letting his joke work, Bobby.
It doesn't work on that situation because.
Now I'm making the Bobby face. What? So someone caught a weird. It was like a
second
crazy
and
catch.
Second
he caught a miracle
goal.
Catch down to the 5. Marshawn Lynch ran it down to the half a yard line. Now it's only second and goal. You got 3 downs to push it in, right?
1 minute left. Second and goal
go.
On the 1.
Okay. They throw the ball.
They
when they should have ran it.
It was like a slant. It was like a slant pick, and the corner jumped an interception. Game over.
Well, not right there, game over, because if he would have got, there would have been a kick if he would have got caught in the end zone. He made it good to get out, and then the next running play, they got the penalty. 5-yard penalty.
For all intents and purposes,
if
game
anyone
over.
Wants to
right,
tweet
well,
me at TJ Del Reno what football is, I would be appreciative. I don't get it. So it was just an amazing thing, even though no one gave a shit.
Okay, no, it was the worst call. Pete Carroll gets paid $7 million a year, highest paid coach there is. This guy, and he gets paid all this money.
Mm-hmm.
He's won Super Bowl. He's won the national championships in college and everything. He's, supposed to be a great guy. How the hell could you call that when you have Marshawn Lynch in your backfield?
Well, here's the thing, Bob.
On second and 1.
So he didn't use the player that everyone thinks
he didn't
he should
use the
been.
Right, which is a smart gamesmanship move in
no,
that
no.
If everyone's expecting Marshawn
no,
to get the
weren't.
Ball.
How about they knew that the defensive back,
now,
that Jeff Butler, the rookie?
Yeah, he
his
said
name
he
is
knew
Butler.
It would be a pass.
He knew it because the way they were lining up. They've been watching, waiting for this. This guy did his homework. Right. This was not just luck.
He made a fantastic play.
Right, but he did his homework and knew they were setting up for that.
So the coach should have used the best player, didn't.
And just punch it in. It's only half a yard to go.
Yeah, and he lost the game.
That's a good summary.
Right, that's about the best summary. And now the game is over. Okay, what about the cold in New York? Most of all, listeners, you got the cold, the snow. Let's get to the weather here. Ben, aren't you a weather guy?
I don't like sports, so I don't know the weather. Are you his weather guy?
I guess I'm his weather guy. It was slushy yesterday. I wanted to fight three people while I was walking to places I had to be.
It's nice in here because you're wearing your pajamas and your girlfriend's jacket.
She was happy, you know.
Nice. Did she just leave here?
Yeah.
Oh.
She saw me coming. She ran out of here.
Bobby came in and she was like, I'm going to leave before he comes.
She goes, oh, hi, Bobby. Gives me a kiss. Hello. Runs out.
Aww.
She's a nice girl, though.
Yeah,
I don't think she's got a good personality. I mean, she's a lot better than Ben. Yeah.
Do I know? She's too good for Ben. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. We'll talk later.
Are you going to drink my cum coffee?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I came in Ben's coffee, too. This is a double prank show. I even came in my own coffee. So that way, if you guys put the switch, you would still get it.
He did a Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride, exactly.
Funny.
What's the guy's name that did that?
Montoya.
No. And Diego Montoya was the guy with the sword.
Diego Montoya.
The pirate.
Point is, Bobby doesn't...
And who was the guy? Who was the guy going back and forth with him? Wallace Shawn, who was also in one of the greatest movies of all time. The only two people talking in a booth was Dinner with Andre.
Here's what's important. Bobby may have jizzed in all our coffees. But because we got the measles vaccine, it is not going to affect us in the long term.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I'm forcing in the topics whether anyone wants to talk about
it. Okay, what's the next topic, Ben?
Measles, Bobby.
Sometimes I feel like a moderator, but I guess that's why you bring people on the show. So they're like
moderating. Right. Exactly.
Okay, we'll go to TJ. What are your thoughts on idiot parents not vaccinating their children? I think I may have tipped my hat in that question.
Well, can I tell you something? I believe certain things, like the measles vaccine, fine. But a lot of these vaccines that they give, especially like the Bill Gates Foundation.
Oh, here we go. Conspiracy theory number one for the week.
What did Bill Gates' father do for a living?
You've told me before.
Did he serve on the board of Planned Parenthood?
I don't know.
Every charity Bill Gates has is going to these poor countries where there's black and brown people, and he wants to vaccinate them. Yeah, he wants to sterilize people.
I mean, overpopulation is a problem, Bobby.
Yeah, but don't just go around and make it like you're being a do-gooder when you're out there just trying to sterilize people.
Hmm. All right, well, before we get to that, let's focus on in about 2000.
Bill Gates can lick my fucking balls. How about that?
Guys, tweet Bill Gates. Bobby wants him to lick his balls. Or drink his coffee.
In 2000, it was declared that there was no more measles in America in the year 2000.
Yeah, so what
happened? Because everyone had to get...
But this is the thing, Ben. They also know about some of these vaccines. People are not that stupid, Ben. I believe in giving vaccines myself for like measles and certain things. Chicken pox, certain things like that. Smallpox. But with the government today, you can't trust them. You really can't.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck they're going to do. They blew up the World Trade Center.
Conspiracy theory number two. We are 13 minutes into conspiracy theories. We are right on pace.
We're going to blow through all the topics. We didn't even talk about the cold. What was the measles thing? This is the measles came back.
There's a lot of measles coming up now. They had a couple good kids in the Bronx. The guy from the college.
There was someone in Disneyland had the measles. Okay. And then because of all these idiot parents, mostly in California... Don't vaccinate their children now.
Measles,
it's spreading.
There's an outbreak of measles.
Yeah, in about the year 2000, it was declared that measles was like over.
Was over
in America. Now it's back because of
people not vaccinated.
Now, since we probably were as kids, are we okay? Or can we get them again?
Yeah, once you get it twice, you're good for life, right? The MMR, measles, something, rubinella,
right?
Mumps,
rubinella and measles vaccine. Yeah, here's the thing, Ben. You didn't mention. I'm surprised. A fucking dickhead like you. Four Rutgers players won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, they were on
the Patriots. Four guys from Rutgers, which matched any of the most of any on the team from the college, went to Rutgers. See, Ben didn't mention that they were Rutgers alumni, and you're supposed to be an alumni? Suck a dick,
Oh,
Ben.
You're a Rutgers alumni?
I am a Rutgers alumni.
But you're not born in Jersey, though.
No.
Okay.
He's born in Russia. He's a fucking Ruski.
That's true.
I didn't even grow up in Jersey.
But you just went to Rutgers?
Yeah, my mom taught there, so I had discounts.
Oh, good for you.
A Jewish Russian Jew.
Go figure.
I live around the Russian Jews. I'm from Forest Hills. So I agree with them. You know what I mean? Go for the discount. Boy, I tell you. It's a discount.
It's a discount.
I'll take it. Hey, I don't pay wholesale. I pay below wholesale. Below cost.
All right. Special.
So the measles came back because dumb.
But why do I have to mention about Rutgers?
Because you moved us from the Super Bowl before we were done about it, you fuck.
No, I see it, but I mentioned it for your fucking Rutgers fans out there, you cocksmoker.
Jesus.
Okay, let's go. What's the next topic? Measles over.
Measles isn't over. Fucking idiot Chris Christie is like, oh yeah, they should respect. Parents should have a choice. So like now, politicians, what happened was there was one...
Well, yes, people should have a choice with everything. Because...
Not when it's a public health... That's like saying, oh, you have Ebola? You can get on the subway, no problem.
Well, you... If you don't want your kids to catch it, vaccinate them twice so they can't get it from those kids who are not vaccinated.
The only people that are going to get the measles is people that aren't vaccinated?
Exactly.
So I think, like, if...
Is that true?
Yes.
If it's true... All right, let's say, for example...
Let's say it is.
Let's say
it's true that you only catch it if you're not vaccinated.
If you're not vaccinated, then let the kids suffer...
It's a wash.
For doing it. Now, if you tell me that...
I mean, it's a waste of resources if you think about it.
Yes, but if you...
Now they're paying their own insurance.
No, but if a virus...
Well, insurance is, again, now everyone else's insurance goes up because you're a fuck who didn't vaccinate your kids.
Listen, people have the right not to vaccinate.
I don't know.
This is supposed to be a free country, Ben. This is supposed to be
a free country.
Exactly. And we're not going to make it like the country they threw you out of Russia.
I don't think it's smart. I think it's stupid. If you don't vaccinate your kids, my opinion, that's stupid. Because
but some vaccines I don't trust. I'm telling you.
And I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying like I think the more people are vaccinated, the virus can't really evolve, and then people can't.
By the way, even though the country does this, I still love the United States government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because you were American.
No, not only that, because I don't want them coming after me now.
Yeah, that's true.
You understand?
Because they can't read through a bullshit "I love you" after you spend 5 minutes trashing them.
Yeah, but then I
at least have the courage of your convictions, Bobby.
No, I gotta, you know, when it comes to that, I don't need to get that bad vaccine.
So what happened with the measles? There was some report in some like shady scientific journal that vaccines may cause autism, which has since been discredited.
Oh,
that
yeah,
report,
Jenny McCarthy said that.
Right, but the basic report has since been completely discredited by everyone in the medical
community.
But once
someone reads something, Ben, you can't undo it in your head.
Exactly. They don't care about that. They're like, oh, no, it's true. Now it's a conspiracy.
No. Conspiracies is a truth. A conspiracy. There are conspiracies. Conspiracy theories are a theory of a conspiracy. But they always throw that word theory in with conspiracy now. That's bullshit because there are conspiracies. People do conspire to do these things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think
it doesn't happen. It's not a theory. It's just conspiracy means a group of people, say me, all three got together right now and decided to do something bad. We conspired to do it.
I mean, yes.
So it's a conspiracy, Ben, not a theory.
If you're using verbiage, I suppose when me and you got together before the show and came in TJ's coffee, it's technically a conspiracy.
I don't know if you did it. The theory is that you might have done it.
TJ has a conspiracy theory that we did it.
Yeah. No, because we told him.
It's a conspiracy.
Because we told him, because it's like a show, a prank show.
Oh, God.
Here was
interesting
point.
Hot coffee come.
My girl actually raised this point.
Better than gold coffee.
Remember last month, there was that 17-year-old girl who wanted to refuse cancer treatment, and the state was...
And they made her take it.
And both me and you, I believe, were saying she should be able to do what she wants.
Right, because that's different.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she's not risking anyone else.
Yeah, cancer, not contagious.
No, I understand.
And if it's fatal,
you should
be able to choose how you die.
I understand your point.
You just fuck over people and your own kids because you're an idiot. Yeah.
No, because who knows?
Here's the thing. If the masses aren't vaccinated, and because of that, the measles, if people don't vaccinate their kids, for example, and the new measles, whatever it is, mutates and becomes new measles, meaning you're at risk, I'm at risk, then I agree that people should, that it should be mandatory to vaccinate because it becomes a public health issue.
Right.
If it doesn't do that, I think you do, but you should have a choice whether to do it or not. But if you don't want to do it because of some weird, not like, your concern is I don't know what's in it, which is fine. I don't like people that don't want to do it because of, like, religious reasons or some...
Well, I don't believe in God or none of that shit.
No, no, but you know what I mean? Like, if someone doesn't want to do it because of
this
some...
This is also the atheist hour, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Me and Ben don't believe in religious things too much.
Yeah, I agree. If there was a cancer vaccine and people didn't want to get it,
yeah, like, it's crazy.
Fine, but fine. That just
because the measles can't the measles like really as an adult if we get it can really fuck us up.
Yeah, the measles can fuck you up regardless. Yeah.
Well, chickenpox is bigger than shingles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, shingles. There's
and I've had chickenpox.
So did I when I was a kid.
And I've had shingles.
Man, I never had those.
Once on my back
and the roof.
No, I had it on my back.
No, the roof.
No, this is like. 21 years ago.
Do you look like a turtle? Like, does it isn't all
no, it's only like a little patch. You talking about pain? Ooh wee, yeah. Lucky I can handle this. What?
So, like, is it like if you wear a shirt and something hits it, you're like, ah!
No, it's even worse than that.
Jesus.
It hurts 24 hours until you get rid of it.
How do you get rid of it?
You have to take medication.
Jesus. Like topical or like pills?
No, pills.
Oof.
You can't put it on the top of
your head. How long did you have it?
I'd say 9 days.
Ah! And it was just constant pain?
Constant pain.
Jesus!
But you had to deal with it.
Oh! 9 days while taking medication and went away?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, about 8 days, 9 days. Probably worse than that. I mean, I was at the hospital one time, they had a tube up my nose, pumping my stomach for 9 days.
Oh, that's true. I mean, you probably had a lot of fucking. They're gonna have to do that after this coffee come. With me, putting a tube up my nose.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's because my nose. No, that's when my, what you call it? Appendix ruptured.
Speaking of semen.
By the sea. Warren, by the sea.
Former NFL player Warren Sapp.
Was arrested for prostituting.
Former NFL analyst.
Was for beating up prostitutes.
Not beating up.
No,
soliciting. Said, soliciting.
No, it was also for hurting them. Didn't you read the fucking article?
No, just the headlines. You know I never read the article.
Okay, well, Warren Sapp also, the girls had marks on them that they had physical damage done to them, and they said that because he didn't want to pay them or the price they asked. He had sex with one. The other two also had marks on them like they were beaten up.
Oh, see,
but
I thought
he was three at one time there?
He's a large man.
Yeah. Ooh. No, but here's the deal. He got released, taken in and released because they're both misdemeanor charges that he was faced with. The one girl got charged with prostitution. She was taken in and then released on bail. And the other two were just, they got to pay a fine for not having a license for escort.
So were
they didn't have sex with them.
Were they
only one did.
Were they escorts or like dirty Atlantic?
No, I think no. During the Super Bowl, I've been to these things. I've been to Super Bowls. I've been to national NBA championships. The World Series, they don't do that too much. But you go to the NBA, like the All-Star game that weekend.
Oh, yeah, a lot of groupies.
Listen, no, not only that, any heavyweight championship fight in Vegas, which I've been to many of them, thanks to Don King, my good buddy who gave me a lot of...
Don King is your good buddy.
Holy
Don, you see those passes I had? You ever see the pictures I had with the VIP?
No.
You go to my house, see all the VIP passes I had to go. Who also gave me the glove, the white glove, with the invitation to go to Michael Jackson's thriller party in 1985 in the Museum of Natural
History?
Did you go? Of course I did. There's a big... I was walking up, there's like a million people out there, and I pull up, you know, the tuxedo on and everything, the thing, and you walk in, the invitation was on the glove.
That's awesome.
And I left it to my daughter, I gave it to my daughter, right?
Did the glove fit your hand?
She lost it.
Oh, no.
There was 1,000 given out that night. That's the time Michael Jackson came into the museum when Brooke Shields was his date for the night.
Yeah. Jesus.
It's good publicity.
No, story. Don King gave me those things.
So go, as you were saying, there's a lot of escorts.
Can we have Don King on the show? That would be fantastic.
He wouldn't be doing the show with you.
Can you imagine him coming to sitting on this couch in your dumb pajamas having Don King here?
Yeah.
I don't understand. There's a bicycle on the wall. Like,
no, well, Don King is he's nuts. But he's getting old now. He's very old.
So what happened with the women?
Okay, when you go to these heavyweight championship fights and stuff,
yeah,
you're talking about at these NBA All-Star games and stuff. You're talking about all the guys that come there are either NBA players, all the big drug dealers, the gangsters, the big ballers. I mean, when you go to a heavyweight championship fight like Tyson Holyfield when he finished, you never in your life, you have to go see a heavyweight championship fight to know what I'm talking about.
Is the heavyweight championship fight the one time you can be late for protection money? Is that what I'm gathering?
Yeah. Everybody's in Vegas. So let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
You go to these, first of all, the tables, even the casinos, the minimum you could bet is $500.
Yeah.
The minimum table. There's no like $10.
Yeah, I've sat those before. They're all right.
No, but I'm saying it goes to $500 and up
at
the tables. And all you have there is these big ballers from everywhere, from drug dealers, gangsters, whatever, pimps, yeah. Everything in the world you can think of. They're dripping in jewelry and diamonds and everything.
Yeah.
Like, if I show you my pictures there, you see all I have on is my Rolexes and diamonds, stuff like that. When I go to these events, you have to be, you gotta be a baller.
You gotta bling it.
You gotta show some swag, my man.
Yeah.
So, when you're swagging through there and everything, and be with my VIP passes, of course.
Yeah.
You never in your life seen so much money in these casinos, the way those they go for those. And the same thing with the NBA, with the All-Star games, whenever they have that.
What does this have to do with hookers?
The hookers know all the big ballers are coming there, and they spend like crazy, even for their friends. Yeah, you want this hooker there? I mean, these girls are like drop-dead gorgeous.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, what are they
like? No, they're gorgeous. All like fucking dimes. Yeah, dime pieces. Is that what you call them, you straight guys? Dime pieces?
Yes.
They're all like dime pieces.
Straight guy.
No, but I like Chinese boys, so they're
I know that.
They're like $4 pieces.
So you like, $4
pieces.
He likes 10,000 yen pieces.
No, that's Japanese. It's Japanese.
Whoops.
Chinese, my friend.
Whatever.
The yuan?
So.
What's the Chinese
yuan?
Yuan.
Yuan, okay.
Yuan.
Yeah. What do you want?
Right. So not one that had banged a Spanish kid. No, the one, the money.
So Warren Sapp, he wasn't caught in a prostitution sting like Greg Anthony the week before.
No,
these women
he was caught he abusing, was just and now he didn't want to pay.
He was keeping his pimp hand a little too strong. Is
right.
That what?
Right.
Okay.
Do you think what happened was he was out?
He'll slap a bitch.
Do you think he was at these things and, like, the girls were coming on?
And I don't mean bitch like a woman. I'm just saying that, the, you know, he'll slap a bitch.
Yeah. Do you think... I don't think any women listen to this. If you... yeah. Do you think that maybe he... The women were flirting with him and then he had sex with women?
No!
No.
These were pros.
They knew. So they
and he's been arrested doing this before. He's also had battery issues before.
Oh, then
NFL fired him already.
Then he's a piece of shit and fuck him. Then he beat the shit out of the hookers. He's a piece of shit.
Right.
If you pay
your money, even like the Secret Service, they don't want to pay either in Colombia. Remember that?
Yeah.
Cheapskates. Pay the hooker. They got to make a living too, these hookers. You know what I'm saying?
If you have had prostitutes before, and you have been charged for beating women, and now you're telling me, hey, this guy has...
No.
This guy's like, he thinks he beat
can
a prostitute.
I really don't think Mike Tyson raped that girl in Chicago that time. I really don't. He got convicted because people don't like him. He's an animal.
Well, because
but yeah, a lot of these people, a lot of these girls, try to get these people in public. They know Warren Sapp. Anybody knows who Warren Sapp is when you see him.
There are very
you recognize his face. He's Warren Sapp.
There are very terrible people out there. That
there
could
are
do
people that.
That
look for this opportunity
and that girl,
to do it, like Lawrence Taylor, the girl that was 16 or 17. She didn't tell him that. She told him she was 19 or whatever, and Lawrence Taylor had sex with her.
He shouldn't have. How old was Lawrence Taylor at the time? He shouldn't have did it.
No, she was a prostitute. The pimps brought her.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing was...
That's the like pimp's responsibility.
No, but the thing was, they knew she was underage and everything, but he didn't. And then he gets charged with statutory rape, which he had to plead to. And because they know, and they get the lawsuit and everything, the girl from Lawrence Taylor, whatever he's got left, the poor bastard.
Do you think...
But, no, because they know he likes to do coke and this and that, yeah, he gets high... And then he's not in his right frame of mind. They take advantage of a lot of these athletes.
I think what happened was possibly these three girls went in. They were like, it's going to be whatever, $1,000.
They knew it was Warren Sapp also.
They knew it was him. And then after that he fucked them. He fucked one and whatever. They were probably like, you know, it's going to be what... They probably upped the price negotiating.
Whatever.
And then he was probably like, no. And then she gave him whip and he beat the shit out.
No. He's already been arrested for battery on a woman. And then the charges were dropped, though. So you can't say that. But a lot of these... It's a very tricky subject there because a lot of these athletes are assholes too.
Yeah.
But also, there are a lot of vicious people know these athletes are not that smart.
Yeah.
Right. Some of these guys are not the brightest guys in the world.
It's not that the athletes are so much just assholes. It's from the age of 14 or 16.
They've been ass-kissed.
They've been coddled and ass-kissed. And
right,
all they do is focus on the sport. They don't know how to
life
be
is.
Like a normal person.
Yeah. Right, life is. Some of them do.
Some do, but a lot don't.
You get these guys that Phil Simms, these other guys, that they were like some of these old quarterbacks
sure.
that never did anything wrong in their lives. You know what I mean? And they still stay that way and they go help kids. What about the guy that won the NFL
not
Man
all,
of the Year?
Not
the
all.
The guy that won
some
NFL Man of the Year today, this year. The guy from the Carolina
Manning?
Panthers. What?
Cam
No.
Cam Newton?
No. Wasn't Cam Newton.
Dale Earnhardt?
No. He wasn't NFL Man of the Year. He's for like doing charity and stuff.
Bo Jackson?
No. He was black, though. He was a black man.
Mike Tyson?
No. Mike Tyson was a guy that Keith did you one time.
That's right.
And then they said it was the girl. But, no, seriously. So, you got guys that are good examples that don't do these things. The best way to do this, if you were in that kind of position, you're on TV or stuff like that, and you're in the public eye, don't put yourself in that situation.
Yeah, people are real dumb.
Don't put yourself in a situation where you know something can happen and you can fuck up your whole career.
But they think they're
Warren Sapp is going to be taken off of TV now. He's going to lose his job as an analyst for NBC. And he's going to lose all the money. And he already filed for bankruptcy years ago. He owed $6.7 million at the time.
I don't understand why they take people off team. I just think it's like...
No. For some things, they have... First of all, they have morality clauses in these contracts. When they sign a contract with NBC, ABC, these guys, there's a morality clause there.
Unless you're Charlie Sheen.
He didn't have a morality clause. And first of all, he had to get fired to get all that money, too. Because the producer was trying to rip him off, I heard. Charlie Sheen's a great guy. Charlie Sheen is not as bad as people think he is.
I mean, he's been arrested for domestic abuse a lot of times.
But why is his wife still staying with him, his kids?
The money?
No. Can I tell you something?
Money?
Can I tell you what
I heard? Money. No.
He's just sleeping with Brie Olsen. It was my favorite thing.
A lot of, the guy does some messed up things too, because he does do drugs stuff. But he doesn't do it as like people think. I know his best friend. I'm not going to mention his name. Oh. He's a big director. He's a friend of mine. And
Can he come on the show?
No.
Damn it.
And
show him my new video.
Oh, I showed him the old video.
I got the new one. You saw a rough cut.
One that was like you.
No, I didn't like that video at all. I didn't like it.
It's very relevant. Warren Sapp.
No, listen, I didn't.
The NFL's new domestic abuse policy.
I didn't like the video. It was bullshit. And Bob DeBono was a great guy, but
DeBono.
Yeah, but
Bono's in it.
Yeah, but it wasn't the greatest thing in the world. I didn't like a lot of things in it.
Oh, I should watch it.
It's not like that. What was the name of the one? Barry's birthday? That was fucking great. Barry's birthday.
So you've on your YouTube for Ben.
The guy actually saw Barry's birthday. He said, man, the guy got a good eye and everything. But if I show him that thing right now, you know what you do? He said, tell that guy to go suck a fucking cock.
Nice.
Because it sucks.
So what happened? So this guy was his best friend.
You're not a good director like I thought. Because you don't know how to use direction on the actors and everybody.
You didn't see the final cut yet.
I showed
you the rough cut for your opinion.
I'll show you.
Because I respect your opinion, you big bug fuck face.
Hey, my penis is cut too. You want to see that? The final cut? Is that what the rabbi told you? This is the final cut? When he took another 10% off?
Oh, my God.
He goes, here's the final cut. Oi!
This show's a mix between the best day of my life and the worst day of my life.
The boil came home and said, oi, let me get Ben at the brisk.
So what is as you
not a brisk, a brisk.
Yeah,
you know the brisk when you go to a brisk? Not a brisk.
I've never been to one, but I know it.
Okay, so they take a... That's dipped in your coffee, too, the brisk.
So what did Charlie Sheen's best friend say?
He said, Charlie Sheen has helped out so many people. This guy's a really nice guy. Yeah. He knows what she's with kids.
He could be a nice guy with a temper who, when he gets drunk and coked out, beats the shit out of women.
He's coked up, but he don't know. He doesn't beat the shit out of them. He might have threw something. He doesn't beat them badly.
No woman,
including his ex-wife, no, she did not say that. He smacked her once and pushed her. That's what he did. The guy never hurt no one, put him in the hospital. He's never been arrested, put in jail for none of that shit.
Because it wasn't on video, that's all.
Well, he's smart.
Just like my sketch.
Just like my sketch.
Yes,
that was great.
Yeah, great. I hope your sketch wasn't on video.
What a great clip.
I hope that sketch wasn't on video.
Oh.
All right. Speaking of getting your dick chopped off, sweet. Bruce Jenner.
Sweet.
Transitioning to
really
a woman.
When did you write these down? This is a really good
story. No, just
is this a fact?
Yeah, it was a big story before the Super Bowl.
Is he now he's becoming a woman?
He's on hormone therapy to become a woman.
An older woman.
Well, how about this? He has the right to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I don't care.
He's his own life. It's his body. Whatever you want to do.
His choice.
Listen, it is his choice. It's his body, his choice. Mm-hmm. Whatever a person wants to do to themselves without hurting no one else. His lifestyle isn't hurting anyone. Hey, the guy won the decathlon, man.
Yeah, are you?
The guy was the greatest athlete in the world.
I agree with do what you want.
Because Ben's getting one too.
If it's not a public health crisis.
The Royals coming back to finish him off.
Do you think he's going to get vaccinated when he becomes a woman?
I hope so.
Yeah, the Beatles.
Yeah. So he officially he's going to do it?
That's what he says.
Did you show that he said that or someone else?
No, because she says it, asshole.
He's not a she yet.
I know the joke has been around for years. That was my first reaction is like, this isn't news. Everyone's been making this joke for years. But Bruce Jenner said it.
What, that is he going to get his penis
on
cut
hormone,
off?
I don't know, but he's on hormone therapy and stuff.
So that should be the thing. I know friends of mine that are on hormone therapy. But they've never got their penis cut off. They still like banging guys in the ass.
But they have.
They look like girls. They got tits and everything.
Oh, yeah. Transgender.
Chicks with dicks is the technical
term. Chicks with dicks, exactly. That's what I call them, trannies.
Do you think he's going to get.
Hot tranny action.
He's going to get breasts, do you think?
Jocks with cocks. What?
He already has them a little.
Does he?
I think so.
I don't see any breasts going on. But I'll tell you, that guy was some athlete, though. I watched him. Yeah. You guys, I'm older than you guys. I remember when he was going to the Olympics.
Now, here's the real question.
Will he become a gymnast now when he's a woman?
Close. If he becomes a woman, do his world records get transferred from the men's events to the women's events?
Oh. No, you win the decathlon. You win to get, a woman can run into the decathlon.
Oh, it's not separated men's and women's decathlon?
How crazy. Sure. Is he going to change his name?
A woman can't even come close to him.
Is he going to change his name? It's Bryce Jenner?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm spitballing.
Brianne Jenner?
No. That's it. Because my daughter.
She has to change. He has to change his name from Bruce
Jenner?
To something.
No, you don't.
Jen Jenner. Why would you want to be a woman named Bruce? If you're getting hormones, why wouldn't you change your name? There's no way they're going to call her Bruce.
I mean, it could
Bruce.
Be Bruce.
No, can I tell you something?
She could be
Bruce
French.
Is it? Can I tell you something? I have a good friend of mine whose name is Bruce. He's gay. But that's a hell. I know a lot of guys. All these guys named Bruce are gay. You ever notice that? Bruce.
I guess Bruce never Wayne, Bruce. Batman, big homosexual.
Don't ever say that again. I'll kill you.
He is. Not the other one was not. The best Batman.
I didn't mean the actor. Christian I meant Bale. The story. Storyline. Oh, TJ's getting angry.
Yeah, I'm getting so mad.
Yeah, he lives in a fantasy world, this guy. And
fuck yeah. I live in a fantasy world. I'm half an hour early everywhere I go.
Fucking dick. That's why you got cum in the coffee.
So do you think he's got to change his name from
call me my coffee and you're so vain. I'll bet you think this coffee's about you.
This was actually a rejected Super Bowl ad.
Oh my god.
There was cum in my coffee.
All right. Speaking of literary figures.
Oh, here we go.
Harper Lee, author of To Kill a Mockingbird, releasing a sequel.
Get out of here.
Oh,
so
another story fourth graders will be forced
that
to
read. That came out in the 60s, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, apparently this one she wrote before in the 50s, but now she's releasing it.
So she wrote
it like wrote this before that.
Yeah, she's like a seclusive.
Right, she's a recluse. Recluse. That's seclusive. Recluse, but is the right word.
So she,
not my first
do you think she doesn't have?
Yeah. These are my balls.
Speak Russian?
Oh, yeah, fluently. Yeah.
Yeah, he liked to suck cock in
the
Do
you make a good Bond villain?
Yeah. No, more like a Bond accountant.
So she's releasing a book.
My name is Bob.
Yeah,
James
Bob.
Bruce. It's Bruce. James Bruce. Let me suck your cock. But now she's releasing a bird.
A book?
Bird? A book?
A prequel to... Or it's like a prequel sequel, yeah.
I am called Dracula. I called to suck your cock.
What was To Kill a Mockingbird about?
Something about the South and racism and a rape charge.
Who?
What was To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah, it was about a rape.
So now there's a sequel? What's the sequel?
I think
a prequel, he said. It was written before.
It was written before,
oh my God,
but
so it was the rape?
It was the main character as an adult.
Oh, okay.
I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, what? What's the book about?
I don't know.
About a rape.
The point is...
So then what's the sequel about?
The main takeaway here...
Is it a prequel or sequel?
Yeah, what is it?
The book was written beforehand about the main character as an adult.
As an adult.
And then her editor said, why don't you write it as her as a child?
What about Moby's dick? Was that about his cock or what?
Here's the takeaway for all of us.
Or was that the DJ Moby?
If you want to become a trending Twitter topic, have a hit, then don't do anything in the public eye for 55 years.
That's so weird.
Then you get another day of fame.
What happened? Wow. I wonder why she's doing that. You think she ran out of money?
Yeah. The royalties are drying up.
Royalties are done, then they're like,
they can't be too reclusive when you're broke.
I wonder if, like, for 50 years every day, she's like, well, I should just release that other book. And her husband's like, nah, just leave it. It's fine.
She don't have a husband.
Oh. She gay?
She's a recluse.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Recluse. Maybe the voices in her head was like, release the other book.
Maybe she was just raped as a kid and that fucked her up. She wrote the book and now she's in a cabin.
Well, maybe she was on the Passive Aggressive Podcast and had coming home. Coming home.
Maybe because of the Cosby thing, she's releasing the pre-rape book. Or post-rape book?
I don't know.
Because all the people coming out, she's like, I'm going to tell my story.
But it has nothing to do with Bill Cosby.
No, but it has to do with, like, women rape. So then maybe she's like, topical. And
well, I'll tell you, the Super Bowl had a lot of shit. What about the dead kid commercial?
Oh, that was the best.
That was the best. I'm not alive here because you guys, because of accidents happen.
Yeah.
You got to be more careful.
I missed that
what
one.
Do you want?
Oh, the kid, he goes, the girl's kid, give me kisses. I'll never learn how to fly.
Oh, you should watch.
I'll never do this. It's like the saddest shit. You're supposed to be enjoying the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden you see this kid come on, and I'll never be doing this because of carelessness. I died.
I'm dead. It's like you heard a ghost kid talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, because like, and it's insurance trying to sell like
farmers insurance.
Yeah,
dead kid insurance.
Like, farmers. Your kid dies, like, you should insure your kid. They might die.
Right.
How great is that?
Right.
Sure, it's a tragedy you may never get over. But at least you'll have some money.
Right. No, they're trying to say they made the commercial not for debt. They didn't pay the $4.5 million for that. They paid it for to give a public safety should be more careful with the children. So accidents, 80% of accidents that cause child death can be prevented.
What were some of the accidents like in the commercial? What was it like the bathtub overflowing was one? I was like, what?
Right. And then, right after the game, they found out that Whitney Houston's daughter was in a bathtub overflowed. She's right. Like, she's brain dead.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, she did the same
thing. You see, but I don't make those kind of jokes like that about people. I'm talking serious news.
What else were the things that were they were dead in the commercial? There was a bathtub overflowing.
Toaster in a
bathtub. Oh, I just got a tweet, an email.
Is this live? No, it's not.
From Mike. Yes, it is. From Mike.
Is it?
Vecchione just sent me a text message that said he didn't rob any, nothing.
It's not live.
I didn't rob anything, ladies and gentlemen. That's from Mike Vecchione, who Ben Rosenfeld fired from the podcast.
We also don't edit it, so anything you say
will be used against you in the court of law.
Just stays on.
And Mike Vecchione has been found guilty as charged.
Oh.
Two more topics and then user tweets.
Oh.
Apple has patented an Apple electric car. And Uber is teaming up with Google for self-driving cars.
Apple has electric cars. Google with the...
Uber.
Uber with the self-driving car?
Uber's huge.
Yeah, my brother's an Uber driver in Pennsylvania now.
No, but I'm talking about the guys that start... You know who you lost out on that? You never watched the Shark Tank?
Yeah. My roommate
watched it. Okay, Damon Dash. The guy Damon that owns Damon
He's
Dash?
He's a producer. Jay-Z, right?
Not Damon Dash. The guy that owns that company, Fubo. Damon something? Damon?
For us, by us.
Yeah. For
us
you, by you.
Not us.
For you,
no,
by
it's
you.
Us, not you.
I thought it was for us, by
He's
us.
He's correct. It's for us, by us.
Oh, is that what it is?
Us being not any of the three
well,
of us.
Well, that's right.
For black people,
okay,
by black.
The guy that owned that company. Yeah. Damon something that's on the Shark Tank? Yeah. I don't know his last name. Damon, whatever. He's from Queens. He lived in Queens for a while. Okay, that guy, he was supposed to be invested. They offered him to invest in Uber.
Oh, what an idiot.
And he said that's the worst mistake he's ever made. Now, he's a very wealthy guy. He's worth hundreds of millions.
Oh, no.
But the worst mistake he ever made was not taking a big piece of that company, like 40%.
Jesus.
He would have been worth like $8 million.
Imagine?
It's all over the world, Uber.
Yeah, but I think they might still lose. I don't know. I guess they have a first.
How are you going to lose?
Dude, I'll tell you this in pencil.
Because there's Lyft and Get.
No, hold on. I'll give you an example.
Uber is locked in. Why did Google? It's R.J. Brim.
And here's an example. My brother lives in Pennsylvania, in Whitehall. And in Pennsylvania, knowing...
Nice town.
It is, but we're not in New York, so everyone out there would have cars. So my brother, when he became an Uber driver, I was like, dude, you're going to have no business. Everyone has cars.
He's killing them out there.
He goes, dude, he goes, in Allentown alone, he's like, the dot of like how many calls I get, he's like, it's the whole city's orange because people go out and drink
and
just
and they don't want to take the cars and get arrested.
And the car services out there are so terrible.
Oh, yeah.
That Uber's killing it. So, like, Uber's... But you're saying... Even if there's other car, there's going to be other people trying to do the Uber thing. No one's going to do it.
You're saying they have, well, there's already some apps that do it.
They are.
No, Lyft. Let me tell you what happened with Lyft. I used them one time, and I paid the driver cash. So then they said, oh, you shouldn't have paid him cash.
It's in the app.
Yeah, it has to go through the credit card.
Okay, so they charged me again. And I says, well, don't I get a little, like, a...
discount or, like, a credit?
Right, they said, no. So I just quit. I took the dap and I said, you can suck my balls.
Well, that's just you not knowing how technology works.
That's true.
No, because I don't read the agreements and everything.
Yeah.
So now I use Uber because one of the drivers, I hooked them up with something. So I get like a free ride.
I had a very rude Uber driver last week.
And you can't not tip them. You're done with them. That's the thing I don't like about Uber is like if so, but you could just rate him and then he'll get fired.
Right.
So go on. He was rude?
He was rude. My girl was like falling asleep. Or whatever, and he's like, get your feet off my car. And
wait, like, where are you falling asleep?
Like,
tell
in the
me
back
how,
seat.
So tell
Did
me
you give him a bad review?
How are you situated? Yeah. How are you situated?
I'm like sitting, she's like leaning on me, falling asleep.
He's but
like,
her feet, oh, he thought her feet were on the seat.
Yeah.
And,
and even if they were, like, there's just a nicer way of saying it.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, oh, hey, could you not put your... Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, he was like, get her feet off of there.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I would have done it, too.
He's like...
You filthy, stinking Russian Jews.
They were more, like, leaning off of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And she said that, and do your feet have shoes on them?
Okay, can I ask you a question? Was he of a darker, like a Muslim type of person?
Yes.
And you're a Jew. That's why. They don't like the Jews.
I can smell you.
Yeah, because they can smell you a mile away.
Just smell you.
Jews smell very nice.
Yeah, for our listeners.
Do they?
Take a whiff.
Yeah. So he was rude, and you rated him. Yeah, there's a nice way to say like. Say, oh, ma'am, do you have shoes on your feet? Yeah, are they on the seat? Oh, they're not. Oh, okay.
Or, hey, I'm sorry.
Because you said they weren't on the seat.
Right, yeah. Or, hey, I'm sorry, I just cleaned the car. Can you keep your feet off?
Yeah. In a nice manner. Yeah. It was very rude. It was rude. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
It was rude and abrupt the way he said it.
Yes, not what you say, it's how you say it.
And that motherfucker, but like I said, if you rated him and then there's other bad
like, say, so you go and say, hey, motherfucker.
You know, you bitch.
He goes, yeah, hey, how you doing? But if I go, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's going to want to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
But that's the thing I don't like about Uber is that shit of like.
Except for
the
Spanish
driver automatically done. I'm not tipping. There's no tipping. They get 80% of
right.
the fare.
Oh, exactly. Okay.
Well, you can tip extra if you want.
Here's the one. Ben, you're a real jerk off. Well, Ben, you're a fucking jerk off. It still sounds the same.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Ben, if I was driving an Uber and I had you and your girl in the back and I thought her feet were on the seats, I would throw hot coffee behind it without asking. I would just douse her with hot coffee.
Yeah, hot coffee. How about hot coffee?
That would be less rude. Because you could play it off as an accident and the feet get off, problem solved. And you're all, I'm so sorry.
There's coffee all over
my
seats.
Yeah. But there's no feet.
Well,
how about like the Taliban? Just throw some acid on it.
Oof.
They'll do that to Taliban, yeah.
They'll do. I'm not surprised if you told me that they would, like, throw acid. I don't know. I had nowhere to go.
I wish Ben would go over there as our correspondent. And then get captured by ISIS and have your head cut off, and I'll be on the news and everything at other news stations. Telling everybody how terrible
Bobby
it is.
Bobby would be like, hey, my Ben was a good guy, but listen,
I love the guy.
Want to come see a comedy show at Broadway Comedy Club? It's Thursday nights.
That's right, Broadway Comedy Club, because we love Big
it's
Al.
It's a benefit for Ben Rosenfeld. You come to the show. That'd be nice.
Right. Good. That's a good invitation.
Thank you so much.
It's a good Bobby Hoffman. Suge Knight. Rapper, producer, mogul.
Going to jail for murder.
Hit and run.
But that's what you do as a rap star.
What happened?
He's not a rap star.
He's a producer.
Producer and also a known criminal.
He had to go to jail.
The best of the story when he took Vanilla Ice and hanging off by his feet.
He had to
hang off the hotel.
Yeah, it's the same thing with this
and
woman.
And I stayed at that hotel.
Did you?
In Beverly Hills on Sunset Boulevard. No, I never did that, but I've stayed at that hotel.
Ooh. But you have to do it. He was probably out of the limelight for a while, and now he needs his street cred back, so he had to hit his
right. So he had to kill somebody, now go to prison, and tell everybody, "Yeah, I should be the biggest producer out there."
Exactly.
Chuck Knight.
Or he wants to scout talent in jail, so he killed his friend. He goes to jail. He's going to scout some talent inside of the
jail. Right, and just live in jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah, talent,
but also producing big time.
Fuck yeah!
Right, so other people get money.
You think there's not a fucking recording studio at Rikers Island, bro? You're crazy.
Here's what I'd like to.
Well, I've been there for quite a while.
What song was he listening to when he ran the guy over?
Oh my gosh. What is this? Is this a tweet or is this something?
No, that was me. I'm getting to the tweets. That one was mine.
You? I don't know. That's
that was my sick twisted.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
Yeah.
That's such a good one. This is so dumb.
Probably the remix version.
Need
like
some more coffee.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Keep drinking.
User tweets.
Like I'm gay now.
From Teddy Man.
I got a phone call right now, ladies and gentlemen, from Mike Vecchione. I have to take it.
Oh, boy.
Put on speaker.
Yeah, put on speaker.
Hello, Mike.
What's up, brother?
You're on the air right now. On the Passive Aggressive Podcast, we got Mike Vecchione, everyone. Say hi, Mike.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Mike.
And hi, TJ Del Rudo.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Julio.
Hey, man.
You replaced me, Julio?
What?
He's calling you Julio.
Oh, Julio.
Julio for TJ Del Reno.
Can we get to the user tweets?
Go to the user tweets while I talk to Mike in the other room.
Really?
In the other room. Listen, this is Mike Vecchione, man.
Call him back.
He's not one of you bullshit guys. That's why I left this podcast, because of you, Ben.
Why do you
Bobby
do this
couldn't
to
be like, I'll call you back in 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
We're almost at the end.
Why do you do this to yourself?
All right. Well, I guess we'll start with.
Of course, we
this
will.
One.
It is just loud in the background.
Yeah. Oh, I can't get any tweets in. This is Bobby.
Best.
Bobby doing his thing.
Oh, I love this.
Teddy says, joke for Bobby. He says, do you like that site Meetup? Other guy, you mean meetup.com? Bobby, no. Meet up your ass.
That's funny.
Original lines for smart character Ben Rosenfeld. My name is Ben Rosenfeld, and I just nutted on your head. Do you feel any smarter?
Do you guys have any followers you have to the show?
I don't know. More than one.
But I love I love that people tweet at you. I love it.
Yeah,
I wish people tweeted. People tweet my radio show.
What's your radio show?
I got to get you
Thanks
on
Thanks for the invite.
I got to get you on it. Maybe this Thursday if you're on. I got to figure out. Right it's now. Unlimited Lives.
Yeah, I'll text you when I get home.
So it's at Unlimited SXM, like Sirius XM. Unlimited Sirius XM.
Okay, what was the tweet?
Here we go.
I'm talking to Mike Vecchio, buddy. Listen, let me tell you something. When Mike Vecchio calls, you got to answer.
It's true.
Teddy says, do we agree that Comic Mike V's comedy writing, Elite Already, would only get better if he took acid?
I think Mike Vecchione's a very good comedy writer. I think that Ted the Teddy Man is, what do you call it, Mike Vecchionist?
That's the term you previously made up,
yes. There's a new word. He's a Mike Vecchionist.
I think he tweeted me before.
Oh, yeah, he tweets everybody. He's like fucking whore. He's a tweet whore.
He's really funny. Actually, I think he's really...
He's funny.
He's a tweet whore. He's tweeting everybody around town. That's he's true. A Mike Vecchionist.
I like him.
You know what a Mike Vecchionist is, right?
Someone who doesn't like Mike Vecchione like a racist?
No, he's a Mike Vecchionist is someone that kisses a Mike Vecchione's ass all the time.
Yeah, but I do the same thing.
Do you?
Yes.
I just kicked Mike Vecchione's ass still.
See?
I didn't realize it. Ben's, I didn't realize I was kissing Mike Vecchione's ass.
Ben's the only one who has...
The power over him.
Ben's the only one that doesn't care.
Last one from Teddy. He says, I cannot mock at Big Ben Comedy's new video, though he thinks I will. I think that's his very Jewish mother way of saying he enjoyed my new video.
Nice.
What did he say? He can't mock?
I cannot mock Ben's new video, though he thinks I will.
Okay, well, I'm going to look at this video right after the thing. We have TJ Del Reno's.
Yeah,
we'll look at it, you guys.
I want to watch it.
Oh, yeah, the one you missed, I feel I should reread it.
It was pretty good.
This is a bit for you. Joke for Bobby. He says, do you like that site Meetup? Other guy, you mean meetup.com? Bobby, no, meet up your ass. Thank you for fixing
You're
my
welcome.
Impression.
You're welcome.
Any plugs, TJ, anything before we get out of here?
You could tweet me at TJ Del Reno, and then you could, check out my radio show Unlimited Lives, the video game radio show on cavecomedyradio.com. Same with Legion of Skanks and Last Podcast on the Left. So cavecomedyradio.com.
And Legion of Skanks?
Legion of Skanks is on there, and then we have at Unlimited SXM. It's a video game comedy show. It's all video. I got to get you guys.
I'm going to be a guest on that show, right?
I got to get both of you guys. You're going to be a. He's going to be a maniac. It's going to be. I can't wait. I got to find the perfect show to make sure. You, it's easy because you're calm and passive. Bobby, I got to figure out the perfect thing.
Street Fighter. You get him on for a Street Fighter.
Final fight. Yeah.
Or Mortal Kombat.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Maybe Call of Duty. Call of Duty.
But you got to give me a
I got to give you a thing.
Advance.
Yeah. You got to show him how video games work.
Oh
first.
God, that'd be so.
I cool. know how video games work. I have a Hess truck.
That's it.
For comedian TJ Del Reno and comedian Bobby Ha, I'm comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We'll see you next week.
See ya.